6 days after his party suspended its election campaign, Delta South MLA has decided he will seek re-election as a member of the Conservative Party of BC. The party announced Patton's candidacy Tuesday afternoon, September 3, along with those of his fellow BC United MLAs Trevor Halford, Surrey White Rock, and Peter Milobar, Kamloops North Thompson, now the BC Conservative candidate in Kamloops Centre. "I am thrilled to welcome Ian Patton, Peter Milobar, and Trevor Halford to our team," BC Conservative leader John Rusted said in a press release. "These MLAs have shown unwavering dedication to their communities and share our vision for restoring responsible, accountable governance in British Columbia. As we navigate a changing political landscape, it's more important than ever to unite our efforts to provide a real alternative to the NDP's mismanagement." In a separate statement, also released Tuesday afternoon, Patton thanked his constituents, family, friends and supporters for their understanding in the days since BC United leader Kevin Falcon announcement on August 28 that he was suspending the party's election campaign and throwing his support behind Rusted and the BC Conservatives. "The many kind and supportive messages I have received deeply touched me, and I want to express my heartfelt thanks to each of you who reached out," Patton said. "I entered provincial politics because I knew I could make a positive difference here in our community. Since 2017, I have been fighting for solutions to fix the issues that matter most, including affordability, housing, healthcare, replacing the George Massey Tunnel, childcare and, especially close to my heart, agriculture. In light of recent events, I had many conversations with my wife Pam, family, friends, and loyal supporters about what I should do next. After careful thought and consideration, I have come to the decision to run with the Conservative Party of BC in the next provincial election. It's clear to me that John Rusted's Conservative Party of BC are best positioned to defeat David Eby and the NDP. Though he is joining a new party, Patton pledged to not compromise on the principles he has always stood for while representing Delta South in the BC legislature. I have known John Rusted for many years, and I have always found him to be willing to listen to my ideas to make life better for my constituents, farmers and ranchers. I will use my voice in a positive way to continue building momentum with the Conservative Party of BC. We cannot let David Eby and the NDP continue destroying this province with the worst outcomes we have seen by every key measure. John Rusted will bring prosperity back to this province by lowering taxes, stabilizing the housing market, bringing in substantive reforms to our healthcare system, providing choice in childcare, and defending the interests of farmers and ranchers. A third-generation farmer in Ladner, Patton has represented his riding since 2017 after 7 years as a city councillor. Previous to Tuesday's announcement, the Conservative Party of BC did not have a candidate running in Delta South. The only opposition to Patton's re-election bid is transportation advocate Jason McCormick, running with the BC NDP. The party announced his candidacy on August 8, and though nearly a month later he is still not listed on the BC NDP website and has not yet registered with Elections BC, a party spokesperson confirmed to the reporter that McCormick is still the NDP's candidate in Delta South. Meantime, there's no word yet on whether BC United candidate Amrit Pal Singh Doe, who declared his candidacy in April, will continue to run in Delta North. Conservative Party of BC hopeful Raj Voli threw his hat into the ring in July and remains the party's candidate. Both were hoping to upset Housing Minister Ravi Kalon's bid to represent the riding for a third term. Kalon announced he would be running again back in May. As of September 4, Kalon, Voli and Freedom Party of BC's Mankush Khan are the only candidates in Delta North registered with Elections BC. See also: Discards unhappy as BC Conservatives filter through post-BC United options. See also: Lake Mulls voting NDP as Conservative clothes ill-fit for former BC Liberal.